I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on this week's show, we'll get an update on the OHL's education program as the minor midget season is well underway and many of those players will look to come to the Ontario Hockey League next year. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is overage forward Aaron Luchuk of the Windsor Spitfires. He had 9 points in 3 games last week on the back of 4 goals and 5 assists and was a +2. Luchuk helping the Spitfires to be one of the top teams in the Western Conference early this season, and he is right near the top of the Ontario Hockey League scoring race. The 20-year-old from Kingston, now playing in his 4th full season with the Spitfires, originally chose him in the 4th round of the 2013 OHL Priority Selection. And speaking of the OHL Priority Selection, of course, the 2018 edition comes up next April. Daniel Broussard is the Director of Recruitment for the Ontario Hockey League and was one time chosen in the OHL Priority Selection by the Sarnia Sting. Now he gets a chance to talk to many of the minor midget players and their parents about the Ontario Hockey League, and we chatted this week about how things are going so far this year. With Daniel Broussard now from the Ontario Hockey League, and for you, I know it's a chance to, this time of year, check out a lot of the minor midget hockey action and see the players that we will eventually see coming into the Ontario Hockey League over the next couple of years. How are things looking as you get a chance to visit many of the arenas so far this year?
Hey, Terry, thank you so much for having me. It's been a wild and rocking start to the season. You know, there's a lot of tournaments going on. We're in the busy part of the season, obviously, with Canada and Russia coming up in Owenstown, Sudbury, but in between that, we have our big annual event, Battle of the Border, at the WFCU Center in Windsor. This year, we've actually instituted the U18 division as well as the U16 division, so, you know, it's a great event for us in terms of recruiting. All the best American teams are going to be there, all the best Ontario teams are going to be there, so the scouts are happy, I'm happy and really looking forward to it, because, you know, this draft class looks really strong this year.
For I know many of the Ontario Hockey League team scouts getting a chance to see the players on the ice, and I know you checked that out as well, but I would think in your role it's also a chance to meet a lot of the young players and their parents as well.
Yeah, so I get to know the family pretty much on a personal level. We usually I sit down with the top 40 ranked players, get to know them as people, get to learn about their family and learn about their concerns about the UHL, and obviously educate them because I had a great career in the OHL, so it's a great process that we go through up till the draft in April.
As you sit down with them, what are some of the things they want to know from you? Because I'm sure it's one thing that you have an idea what you'd like to tell them, but it's more just as important what they want to know.
Yeah, you know what? Not a lot of people are educated on our league. Obviously, we've adapted our policies throughout the year. Education package is probably the biggest thing I talk about. Obviously, getting to your education paid for while you're on a roster, and then after you graduate from the league, you're able to access a scholarship package. Not a lot of people know that. And obviously, especially for the Americans, you know, it's something that is very valuable to them. So I guess the education piece is the biggest one. Obviously, player development. We are known for putting players into the NHL, but obviously, when we sit down and break it down by round and by everything like that, there's some really overwhelming data out there that I could really convince a family, say, from the States to come up here and play.
Do you find, as you sometimes sit down with the families, the young man, the 15-year-old hockey player wants to know about, some of the things like the team facilities and, of course, the path to the NHL, when it's mom and dad who are saying, hey, okay, well, that's fine, but how are you going to take care of my young man when it comes to his education?
Exactly. So I'll relate back when I was recruited to the OHL. I was very, very much, okay, what sticks and what skates, and I get to wear a half shield and what type of facilities for sure. And the parents, yes, they're worried about the billets, what kind of schools they're going to be going to and everything in regards to the environment like that. So yeah, like I said, I had a great experience in Sarnia and Ottawa, so I could really explain it to them very well.
And do you find that's the thing? It's one thing to come from someone who's maybe knows the policies and maybe, your age maybe is a benefit. Do you find as well that it wasn't that long ago you were in the OHL and therefore, you lived it between playing in Sarnia and Ottawa and then going to the University of Guelph?
Yeah, so it's only been, 10, 11 years since I was sitting in that seat learning about the OHL myself. So I definitely relate back to my experiences all the time, and I think it really helps me going forward.
For people who aren't aware, you obviously, as we said, you played in Sarnia, you played in Ottawa, but then you went to the University of Guelph. So sort of pick it up as after you left playing in the Ontario Hockey League.
Yeah, so once I graduated, I even had a job before I even graduated the University of Guelph with Pepsi here in Toronto. Worked for Pepsi for a year. It was a great company to work for, obviously learn one of the top CPG companies in the world. And then a year into my job, I got a call from the OHL asking me to come interview for the director of player recruitment role. And obviously, I was very happy and very lucky to get the position. And so I'm a year in now. It's been a wild ride for me, I guess, since I first came up here when I was 17. So, but I couldn't be happier. It's been a blessing for sure.
I know for you, it was a case of balancing hockey and education all the way through. As you finished up your OHL career, I understand you already had credits, you know, university credits in your back pocket that you were able to, continue using at the University of Guelph.
Yeah, so I actually completed one full year of university via online courses at Guelph. So I only did actually 3 years of actual going to school. So I obviously wanted to fast track and get on with my career. I knew that that's something that I was really looking forward to. But yeah, it was really great. Obviously, got my education paid for by staying in the 67s while I was playing, and then obviously after as well. So it was great. Came out with no debt at all, and I could really start my life.
And I guess that's the thing, you know, a story like that, I've got to think mom and dad, especially, the eyes just light up when you can relay that to them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a great story, and, you know, I really have to thank, you know, my support network and my parents and everyone involved with that as well.
That was the OHL's Director of Recruitment, Daniel Broussard. The top performers for the month of October are out, and the OHL Player of the Month is St. Louis Blues prospect Jordan Kyrou of the Sarnia Sting. He led all scorers with 25 points in a dozen games and was a +9, while his teammate, Justin Fazio, is the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month. He posted an 8-0 record during October with a 2.48 goals against average and .939 save percentage. The OHL Defenseman of the Month is Sean Durzi of the Owen Sound Attack with 20 points through 11 games. And the Rookie of the Month, Andrei Svechnikov of the Barrie Colts. He topped all newcomers with 9 points with 7 goals and 2 assists in just 5 games that he was able to play during October. Congratulations to all of the OHL Performers of the Month for October. Meantime, the 2017 CIBC Canada-Russia series comes up next week. The OHL stops are Thursday, November 9th in Owen Sound and Monday, November 13th at Sudbury. Be sure to visit chlcanadarussia.ca for updates on the event, including the OHL roster. There will be 3 OHL players suiting up for Team Russia during the event as well. Alexei Lipanov of the Barrie Colts, Dmitry Samorkov of the Guelph Storm, and from the host Sudbury Wolves of Game 4, Dmitry Sokolov. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.